fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 6th day of February, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I'm proud of saying we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day, and we can expand on this since Andrew isn't with us yet, is to find and join a local gardening club. Now, why would you do that? Well, you'll meet men and women who've been gardening for decades, literally. They're very aware of the specific things to deal with in your area, the weather conditions, the soil conditions, what fruits and vegetables do well and which ones don't, where to get the supplies you need at the best prices, a wealth of local knowledge that, quite frankly, if you're going to be successful in gardening, you really need this level of expertise that you would have access to. If you're new to gardening, you're going to have to get your hands in the dirt. There's no substitute for that. You can read all you want, watch YouTube videos, buy all the really nice tools and equipment you might need, fertilizer, seeds, and so forth. But there's no substitute for getting your hands dirty, getting them down in the dirt to find out firsthand what works and what doesn't. Now, I'm not a gardener. Don't pretend to be. I'm a warrior. And a radio talk show host, homicide detective, but I'm no gardener. Now, my wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, she is encouraging us to get involved in gardening, have a greenhouse, get some chickens, and I fully support that effort, and I'll be part of it. I'll be doing the heavy lifting as directed by her and by the men and women who live in our neighborhood that know how to do this. And can give us some coaching. We had a meeting yesterday of the Davisville Historical Society, and there was some talk about gardening and chickens at the end of the meeting, the social part of the meeting. And I know that a number of our neighbors do have gardens. A number of our neighbors do keep and raise chickens and get fresh eggs every day. There's been some controversy recently about different chicken feeds that are apparently causing the chickens to not lay eggs as much or at all as they should be. Purina has been named as a outfit that is selling this grain, this chicken feed. Tractor Supply, another outfit. There's probably others. That's two I'm aware of. Tucker Carlson did a segment on this, I believe 2 weeks ago, where he interviewed a gentleman who had this issue with a one of the commercially available chicken feeds. His chickens had not laid eggs for 6 months. He switched chicken feeds, and the chickens immediately started laying eggs. I'm sure this is being looked into by people qualified to figure out what's going on. I'm certainly not one of them. If Purina did something to change the chicken feed and cause the chickens to not lay eggs, I quite frankly, after that Tucker Carlson segment, I would suspect that their sales of chicken feed dropped off dramatically, and I hope the price of their shares of stock on the Wall Street stock market dropped a lot also, maybe 6 or 8 points. That would be great. It sounds like there's a direct cause and effect relationship between something's different in the Purina chicken feed and Tractor Supply feed. Something's different that's causing these chickens to not lay eggs. I told a story here on the air a week or so ago about the Vietnamese soldiers going into a field operation, and how they would have live chickens with them, pots and pans banging as they walked along their route to get to wherever their field operation was. These really big M1 Garand rifles, which for a guy who's 5'6", it's a really big rifle and a heavy rifle for a man who weighs maybe 125 pounds, 130 pounds. And their ammunition, which should be shiny, bright brass, was green with corrosion. But they all seemed to be happy and jovial and making the best of it as they were preparing to march off to their field operation. I didn't get a note from Andrew. He's probably out of town. He does a lot of international travel. That's just nature of what the man does on behalf of EMP Shield. I'm so glad. When I give people a tour of my new home, I'm always sure to take them back to where the circuit breaker panel is and show them the little piece of gray plastic sticking out from behind it with a green LED light lamp that tells you two things, that the EMP Shield device is installed and that it's working. It gives me peace of mind. I know for years, we did not have EMP Shield, and every time there would be a thunderstorm coming, I would run around the house unplugging everything. I've suffered lightning damage previously, had a postal scale destroyed, a cordless telephone system destroyed. Minor things, but it was an aggravation. Could have been a lot worse. Now when a thunderstorm is coming, I don't need to be doing that. I can just roll over and go back to sleep. That's some real peace of mind, knowing that everything in my home is protected from EMP. I was talking to my engineer, Julie, earlier this morning, and she had suffered a power outage from last Wednesday until 3:35 this morning, which is only a few hours ago. I was asking her if she survived the apocalypse. She laughed and said that she did, and that getting a standby generator is high on the list for her and her husband for when the next one happens. So Texas has had a couple of major power outages the last few years. We have three power grids in the United States. East Mississippi is one, West Mississippi is another, and I'm talking about the lower 48, of course, and Texas is the third one. A standalone power grid, as best I know, is not connected to the rest of the country. That's proven to be an advantage in some ways, but when it comes to these power outages, they can't buy electricity from other parts of the country if they would need to, because they're a standalone power grid. And we would welcome any questions or comments you got. If you want a question or comment, we will have open lines at 512-248-8252. I like to get my news to start the day at thelibertydaily.com. That's thelibertydaily.com. The layout of the website is very similar to Drudge. And, of course, Drudge started out as a good, independent, more or less conservative news site. I haven't looked at Drudge in years. There's nothing there that I'm interested in. But a lot of interesting articles, interest to conservatives, concerning matters that were of interest to patriots and Christians, conservatives in general. And it's a great place to get started. I like to go to Steve Quayle's website. That's stevequayle.com. I like to go to Mike Adams' website. He always has some interesting interviews there. Of course, my friend Dave Hodges, The Common Sense Show. Jeff Nyquist, jrnyquist.blog. I check a lot of places for news and articles that I think I'll find interesting to get up to date on what's going on. Well, we're into the second month of the year already, wrapping up the first week of the second month. People are getting back into the swing of things in terms of daily commerce and business and so forth. I found out that a very dear friend of mine is now a movie producer. He spent most of his adult life as a criminal defense attorney. Got to the point where if judges or chiefs of police got in trouble for any reason, they would call him. You know, I'll be in contact with him about offering any help if he needs any help with a movie that needs a firearms expert. I have four different NRA firearms certificates that are current. And if I can help him, I certainly will. I don't know what kind of movies he'll be producing in the future. The war in Ukraine continues. It's not daily news. It's been kind of pushed to the background as far as daily news. But there's a headline here at Mike Adams' website. That's naturalnews.com. I say naturalnews.com. That... here's the headline. It says, World War III escalates as corrupt U.S. officials seek to protect their criminal operations and bioweapons research in Ukraine. Russia had and probably still has one of the largest biological weapons programs on the planet. Excellent book that documents this has a simple one-word title, Biohazard. By Ken Alabek. Ken Alabek was part of it. He received awards for his research in biological warfare. Now, keep in mind what Russia does in that regard, what China does in that regard, what the United States does in that regard, and Ukraine and any other country is completely a violation of international law. If you develop a disease, an illness, a virus that hurts people and kills people, you're involved in biological warfare. Of course you are. And we've had high-level Pfizer executives admitting that on videotape recently. I found it rather shocking and disturbing. I hope you do too. I don't know what follow-up is going to be. I hope that the grand jury appointed by Governor DeSantis down there in Florida will incorporate those statements by that Pfizer executive into the work they're doing. They should. I don't know if they will or not, but they should. And next headline at naturalnews.com, bombshell news about Pfizer's COVID jab causing infertility leads to hashtag fertility, hashtag going viral. We keep seeing these stories about very healthy, extremely healthy, physically fit young men and women, professional athletes, soccer players came to our attention first. It's the nature of that particular sport that it puts extreme stress on your heart and lungs. I have to admire men who can get to that level of performance. It's amazing that any human being can do what they do. As I mentioned several times, our football coach let us play soccer. It was actually no soccer. One time, just for fun. And at the time, I was a 18-year-old athlete who was a football player and a sprinter in track. I was the 17th fastest sprinter at the state outdoor track meet in 1966, the second fastest Caucasian. So I was pretty physically fit. But I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, 15 minutes playing soccer just flat wore me out. Unlike football, where you have a play that lasts 5 to 10 seconds at the most, and you get a break, and that repeats. You go continuously. There's no breaks in soccer, not in the sense of football anyway. It's go, go, go. And you have to have a certain kind of conditioning that most football players don't have to perform and play soccer. Fantastic athletes. And they're dropping over dead on the field. That's unheard of. We're now at a point. I had some correspondence this morning from Dave in New York. Dave, good morning if you're listening. There's some contention about what is the percentage of people dying, what's called all-cause morbidity above what's considered normal. Does the exact percentage matter? Well, obviously it matters on one hand. Most people aren't aware of it, of course. I've talked to local funeral directors and the former coroner of this county. He was coroner for 30-plus years, I believe. Best I can tell, it's around 40% increase, and that's according to a high-level insurance executive that about a year and a half ago made this statement at one of these insurance conferences. 40% increase. This has never happened. Since these kind of records have been kept, this has never happened. We may have to go back to the bubonic plague in the Middle Ages to find a similar percentage of death. The Spanish flu in 1918, not even close. The consequences of the war, including the Civil War, where more Americans died in the Civil War than all the other wars combined, quite frankly. About 500,000. Nothing even comes close to what we're experiencing right now in the first week of February 2023. A 40% increase in morbidity. Now, I have not been in the meetings of the high-level insurance executives at life insurance on one hand. On the other, I have no doubt that they're having very serious discussions about what this means for their business model. And one of the things that insurance companies do is they employ actuaries to keep track of morbidity and injuries and disabilities and all these things, because it plays directly into their business model of life insurance, health insurance. I recall the judge in France, there was a lawsuit. Do we have a break? We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. Bum 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 b
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
You're sleepless. I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where to many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. EMP Shield manufactures equipment. The exact same equipment you buy is the exact same equipment that the Department of Defense uses to protect their vehicles. So you can protect your car, your spouse's car, the car of that youngster off to college with the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses, with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. And that's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, available in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Well, I've been a prepper, as I've been saying, since the fall of 1967, when I first found out that there was going to be a major enemy offensive during the Chinese New Year celebration called Tet at the end of January 1968. I'd only been in country a few days when my buddies that I worked with in military intelligence started telling me that. I also realized very quickly that the Army, U.S. Army, was not getting prepared for it. They weren't laying in extra ammunition. They weren't laying in extra food for us. It simply wasn't being done. I believe it was CBS was sued by General Westmoreland over a a documentary they did documenting the fact, and I know it was a fact because I was there and part of it, that the CIA was correctly reporting the oncoming Tet Offensive. I was picking up those documents from the CIA 5 days a week, Monday through Friday myself, and reading them all that fall. And the U.S. Army intelligence was denying that there was going to be a major enemy offensive. In fact, in December 1967, General Westmoreland gave a speech before a joint session of Congress. Now, in case you don't know, it's highly unusual for anybody to give a speech before a joint session of Congress. In fact, the State of the Union takes place tomorrow. That's an annual event where the president delivers the State of the Union. Anyway, General Westmoreland said in his speech that essentially, if I can paraphrase, the Viet Cong were a defeated enemy on the battlefield and could no longer mount a credible offensive. Now, of course, how could you prepare for a major offensive if your enemy can no longer do such a thing? Well, of course you can't. Of course, I knew better because I went to the classified briefing every morning. I picked up the classified documents from the CIA every day. Very nice lady from Chicago was a woman I interacted with. And she smiled every time, every morning I saw her. She always had the biggest smile on her face and was glad to see me. And I was glad to see her and pick up documents and go back to my office and read them. So that's when I became a prepper. And I told my buddies to do the same thing. I said, guys, when you get that disgusting fruitcake from your parents, don't throw it away. Keep it. Any place you can get extra ammunition, get it. And that's a few paid heed. Most didn't. About four or five guys paid heed. Most didn't. They were busy doing their jobs, living their lives. So, that's when I became a prepper. It never occurred to me over these years of being a prepper that we would ever experience what we experienced beginning in January of 2020. I was on my first Caribbean cruise, probably my only one. It was a very pleasant experience. I wouldn't mind going another one if the COVID stuff is all done away with, the testing and the vaccines and all that silliness. But I'm on this cruise, and during breaks, I'd have the news on a TV screen there in the room, and I'm seeing these videos come out of China, where the Chinese officials are forcing welding doors and windows shut of apartments buildings so people with COVID can't get out. That Chinese men walking down the street, seemingly healthy, falling down face first, bleeding out on the sidewalk and dying from COVID. It was scary stuff. And it scared tens of millions of people all over the planet. That was the whole object of that. Of course, those videos were fabricated. They were staged events. It turns out now it was summer of 2021, I believe. I watched the same videos again more carefully with greater discernment. And I realized, oh, this is not just a normal guy. This is a world-class athlete who has the upper body strength to put his hands below his waist and catch himself before his face hits the concrete. That's exactly what this guy did. Guys, plural. I don't know how many of them there were, several. But we've had a cooperative effort beginning in January 2020 between the Center for Disease Control, National Health Institute, all the media, politicians, and big business to accomplish what they did, which was wreck the American economy and destroy people's lives. Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8255.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I am so happy that we have a new webmaster to take care of my website. He's a brilliant young man. And everything's back up and running full speed, like the latest intelligence briefing. The gentleman who puts that together, he's a former counterintelligence agent, has a PhD. It's a lot of work to pull together all the news items that he does. And it's updated typically about 5 days a week. Now, tomorrow evening, right next to that, you'll see two photographs of the two Joe Bidens, the real one and the fake one. Tomorrow evening, we'll have a State of the Union by one or the other. And you'll see a yellow circle around the ears of these two men. There's other more subtle differences between their facial features. The real Joe Biden has a detached or dangling earlobe. The fake Joe Biden has an attached earlobe. I may or may not watch the whole State of the Union, but I'm going to watch it enough to see a close-up of this man's ear and see which one is giving the State of the Union. It'd be fascinating to find that out. Mike Lindell has some new products at MyPillow. You might want to check out a new type of pillow that's supposed to have a cooling effect, for you. People might want to check that out at thelibertyman.com. You want to get into freeze-drying your own food for yourself, your neighbors, your friends, your relatives with commercial quality freeze-dried equipment? That's Harvest Right, right there at thelibertyman.com. Of course, the COVID section, more than 200 articles and videos we add to it once or twice a week. Articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors that will have the information you need to educate yourself so you, in turn, can educate others. And, of course, the Liberator rocket heater. Had a young man here helping us with a technical issue yesterday. And we got that done, thank goodness. Nothing like a bright 14-year-old to understand technology. I said, come on here, I want you to show you something. So I walked out into the yard. Before we did that, I showed my Liberator rocket heater going full blast, making heating up the house nice and night, keeping it nice and warm. Walked out into the yard, and I said, look at that chimney. And he looked at it, and I said, what don't you see? And he had this puzzled look, and I said, what you don't see is smoke. And he looked at me, and he looked at the chimney, he looked at me. He's trying to figure out where the smoke went. His parents have a wood-burning stove, and it puts out lots of smoke. And I told him, I said, the Liberator has a 99.5% efficiency rating by the EPA, a little bit of smoke for 5 to 7 minutes when it's first getting fired up, and then there's no smoke. He was impressed. Last but not least, the energy cleaner. I have energy cleaners in stock, ready for immediate shipment, mattress pads in stock, ready for immediate shipment. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? I do something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Check out the energy cleaner, mattress pads that go with it. You already have an energy cleaner? Check out the Micro Plush throws. They're elegant, they're warm and cozy, only $85 shipping included, American zip codes. Getting back to COVID, the make-believe pandemic, that's how I regard it, a make-believe pandemic. There was no pandemic. We don't have a vaccine. Well, that's right. They changed the definition of what is a vaccine so that they could legally call the COVID-19 vaccines a vaccine. A cooperative effort. And it was cooperation at the very highest levels between big tech, that would be Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, the Fortune 1000 companies, the federal government, the state governments, local governments, county governments, the CDC, Center for Disease Creation, National Institute for Health. They all cooperated in this massive scam to fool people, to scare people. The healthcare industry, of course, up to their eyeballs in it. Men and women who knew better, were active participants in preventing the things being used that actually helped people get well from COVID, such as ivermectin, and making sure that things that didn't work were being used on people to actually kill them. We got a caller and holder. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Make sure you say hello to the marvelous Mrs. Moore for me.
You just did it. She's listening.
Okay, yeah. I sent you an email over the weekend, I guess. It didn't put private in it, but it says it has to do with the chicken. I think the subject was what came first, the chicken or the egg, something like that.
Chicken feed, yeah.
Yeah, but what it is, it's just, it has to do with it. It's in the National Library of Medicine here. It's a chicken egg. It's a study, and they show that chicken egg yolk antibodies block the binding of multiple SARS-CoV-2 spike protein variants to the human's ACE2 receptors. In other words, chicken yolks will help prevent you from getting the virus, okay, if you believe in the virus. I'm still not sure I believe in the virus, but I believe there's something out there making people sick. I think they weaponized something. But the point is that this is a study, and I don't know if it's linked to all these chickens and stuff going on, but here I'm making a, I'm calling in to tell people because, you know, Bill Gates said the next time this virus comes around, it's going to be a lot worse, you know, that we won't laugh at it. And so maybe there's something to this, all this egg stuff, you know, and the chicken feed and what they're doing and everything like that. And maybe they're planning on hitting us with another round of some kind of virus thing coming up. I don't know. But it's interesting that this study just came out not too long ago.
Well, it is, and I'll check that out, Charlie. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I also wanted to make a little comment, too, about, I don't know, there's a doctor, I don't know if you've heard of him, but his name is Sukrit Bhakti, but he's very famous, and he warned the people over there in Thailand when this princess just recently, she got sick from... And
she's in a coma, I believe. I don't know if she's still in a coma or not, but... Right.
Yeah, I think she is, as of yesterday, at least I think she still was. But this doctor went over and warned and told them that, you know, that this whole thing was a plan, you know, the pandemic and everything like that. He talked to the heads up over there, people, and they're supposedly they're going to they're kicking Pfizer and stuff out of the country, and they're going to be taking Pfizer to court over this. It well, could be the first country to respond this way.
Well, that's one of the things about a monarchy. They can act very quickly because they don't need to wait for silliness to take place in other parts of their government.
Yeah. So that's about all I wanted to say, except for watch out for the balloon. You know, I guess you've heard about the balloon, right?
Well, that was national news. We couldn't, unless you were in a cave someplace, everybody knows about that, yes.
Yeah. Well, I haven't got much to add to it, except for they did shoot the undercarriage down when they shot it down. And that was where all the, I would say, that's where they shot it, they hit it at. And so instead of hitting the 2 acre or two, you know, the very large balloon part, they shot the undercarriage down where all the high sensitive tracking equipment would have been. And they did it over water so that it could sink. So they, whatever it was that thing was carrying, they didn't want people to find out whatever electronics were on it. They definitely hid it there. And that's, you know, so they're trying to cover something up. That thing was probably breaking airspace vectors and reporting. I think you'll have that guy, that the new guy that comes on Tuesday, he'll review, probably has some things to say about that, what's going
on.
About,
you know, you're talking about Dave Hodges?
Yeah, Dave Hodges, yeah. He'll say, he probably will have something to report on.
He'll
balloon,
appreciate
yeah.
being called that new guy, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I appreciate it.
That's okay.
I actually been subscribed to his channel for probably 10 years now. I listened to him quite a bit, but I just couldn't think of his name at the time.
Dave's very knowledgeable, very knowledgeable. When he first started, he had a time slot here at Republic Broadcasting, by the way.
I didn't know that, no. Yeah.
Yep, that's been many years ago.
Okay,
Charlie.
Well, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. You know, I consider Dave a friend. We our mutual friend, Paul Martin, died about a year ago. It was a great loss. And Dave's a great guy and has been doing wonderful work now for quite a few years. Yes, the call number is 512-248-8252. Let's see what else is here. Secret factory in Poland repairing Ukrainian armor, artillery, and equipment to send it back to the front lines. A secret from who? You think the Russians don't know this? So the question I've been asking, and of course nobody's got an answer, is World War III being fought right now? I don't know. Maybe it is. It's very dangerous. territory we're in right here. The victims in all wars, especially the modern wars, World War II in a sense, have been the innocent civilians, innocent Russian civilians, innocent Ukrainian civilians, and others who get caught up in something that they have no responsibility for. That's the tragedy of all wars, and my heart goes out to these innocent victims. When it comes to vital U.S. national security, however, I'm not aware of any vital U.S. national security interest in Ukraine. I'm simply not aware of that existing. Now, there's high-level people who have interest there. We have the children of high-level Americans being paid off. Nancy Pelosi's son, I believe John Kerry's son, others are making lots of money from the corruption coming out of Ukraine. We have the 40-plus biological weapons laboratories in Ukraine. I don't know how many are still functioning. It's very dangerous to start blowing things up like that because you may be letting loose something that can't be stopped. Very dangerous situation. Especially if you're if you're a Russian and you want to blow something up and it's right on your border or close to it, the blowback from that could have devastating effects on your own people. So you need to be very, at least I would, I hope that the Russians are exercising caution when it comes to how they deal with these biological weapons laboratories. I hope so. Russians are pretty smart people. They probably are. The war, I think, begins its second year this month, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure it begins its second year this month. I keep hearing about a spring offensive. I don't know where that's coming from. If there's going to be an offensive, it's going to be when the ground's frozen, which would be right about now, I would think. Armor, tanks and armored vehicles on roads and highways is a disaster. And it does look like we have with us my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to give us a few minutes of his time regarding MP Shield. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Sorry for being a little late, but good to be here and good to be on.
Well, good to have you with us, sir. We begin the, yes, we'll skip the break here. We begin the second year in a war in Ukraine this month. I'm not sure of the day offhand. And I just read a headline, Andrew, that there's a factory in Poland repairing Ukrainian armored vehicles, artillery pieces, and equipment in general to send it back to Ukraine. Of course, the 101st Airborne is in Poland right now. Mm-hmm. If I was a Russian general, I would get the idea that NATO's getting ready to go full force against me. What would you think if you were a Russian general, Andrew?
No, I would think the same thing. It certainly appears that way. To me, I've been kind of thinking about what's the red line for Russia. And if we begin to give them some of these very long distance rockets or missiles, and with the ability to reach into Russia, the actual Russia that we know, not what they consider to be Russia now, I think that would be crossing the line to it basically instigate a much larger thing. But I see the same thing. I mean, if I was Russia, I would perceive that also.
I seriously doubt that there is there maybe are some, but in general, hardly any Russians alive right now who did not lose somebody in World War II. With the, what was it, 20 million Russians that died in World War II? Is that the number?
To be honest, I don't recall the number, but I do know it was a lot. I don't know the exact number though.
Yeah, well, I can pick that up pretty quick. But and of course, people who were alive in World War II, they're elderly now, of course, in their 90s. But there's a term called within living memory. That means there's people in your society that were alive whenever the event took place. So the consequences of Russia being invaded are very fresh in the minds of the Russian general staff, the Russian people, and there's a red line, a line in the sand, that they will not tolerate being crossed. I don't know what that is. You don't know what it is. But I have no doubt that line exists. Do you, Andrew?
Yeah, I have no doubt that line does exist. I have just some ideas. I mean, but nobody knows for sure until, either a false flag happens or Ukraine decides to start using weapons that we've given them. And I believe that would certainly do the trick very, very sadly. But I don't know.
Now, since you and I talked last week, we had this Chinese spy balloon that was spotted and reported by a civilian in Montana. Of course, the Department of Defense and NORAD knew about it as it was crossing the Pacific, about to enter American airspace off the coast of Alaska, and they kept quiet. Mm-hmm. It took an American civilian to report on it, and of course, after it got all its spy information squared away, then it was shot down over the Atlantic. But it could have been shot down when it entered U.S. airspace 12 miles off the coast of Alaska, couldn't it?
Absolutely could have. I don't understand. In fact, my mind is blown that we did not shoot it down. Actually, there's a couple things. The first is the government admitted that this has happened multiple times in the past, which means they did not inform us, nor did they shoot it down. The other opinion that I have, based on the news that I was following and some other information, is I believe there was multiple balloons. We all saw the explosion over Montana while the first balloon was just passing the Midwest, headed towards the East Coast. We knew there was one in Canada around that same time that I believe had crossed down into the United States. So I think there was actually two balloons.
Well, if you look at a map of the jet stream, you will see that the path of the balloon pretty closely followed the jet stream. I've got an image here in front of me of the jet stream coming down through Montana, over Kansas, and then looping back up, which is kind of a side note. But
right.
I understand also I saw a headline that President Trump encouraged President Biden to shoot the thing down. But once it's got all its, and of course it was transmitting back these photographs and signals intelligence as it was there, and of course an EMP device could have been attached to this very easily, couldn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, we have some of the documents on our website. Which if people go to the Liberty Man and then want to learn more, they can go see those documents. But a friend of ours and somebody we work with, Major Stuckenberg, who has done work with us on some of the government projects that we're currently doing, is quoted and is involved in the writing of these documents, where they very clearly outline that a balloon as a delivery system is very probable. And I'm glad that they didn't, obviously it flew over the U.S. and there was no EMP, but the system itself, using a balloon is a very likely scenario, and maybe this was a dry run for next time.
Possibly. Andrew, we got a caller and holder. We're at Dan in California. Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, morning. Yeah, it's Vietnam here, the old Kim houses. And, I think there's a bio war. 8 out of 10 houses here are fully landscaped with bioweapons. They have whole routes that bring in chemicals. And, it's a big land grab, to take basically the hippie generation, who were under, who got started in these bioweapons. We were all guinea pigs, going into colleges, and there's 200,000 of us that were attacked, I'm under attack right now from 6 houses. They've completely surrounded the area. Just put up your cameras and some air quality monitors for VOCs, and you'll see, it's everywhere. You can go to a parking lot and somebody will set one off. I mean, it's a hospital, library. I think the whole country's been wired, at least certain areas where the false flaggers want to occupy, and run some false flags and school shootings. And it's all done by this mind control. I think it's gasoline, basically. It's ethylene and benzene, and it makes styrene, and styrene is floats with the air. It's much lighter than water, so it's an any weather weapon, and it goes right through raindrops, probably snow, mist. It's bidirectional, in relationship to water. You know, water molecules.
Dan, if you can get some documentation and get that to me by email, I'd like to look at it. Dan, thank you for your call. Our next caller is Eric in New York. Morning, Eric.
Thanks, gentlemen. I have an interesting way to help drum up some business for EMP Shield. One of our local talk show hosts here on a very powerful radio station, WBEN out of Buffalo. It was the Tom Bowerly show. He happened to be, and they have quite a wide range of listeners, Niagara Falls, Buffalo, all of Western New York, down to Pittsburgh, into Canada. And so I took that opportunity to call in. He was talking about the balloon and the possibility of an EMP. So I called in and gave EMP Shield a plug and told them about your product and how it is, appropriate for the home and the car. You had both options there, and it was also a lightning protection device. And I mentioned it a couple of times, and so hopefully maybe that'll stimulate a little extra business.
Well, thank you, Eric. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and then also I found this off the government. I'm trying to find it on my computer, but while I'm looking, it was a World War II Japanese military operation to use biological weapons on the west coast of the east coast of the United States using planes and balloons to drop millions of plague infested fleas over the United States. And I thought that was very interesting. The project was supposed to be implemented on September 22nd, 1945, and the war ended in August of 1945, putting the kibosh on that plan. But the Japanese had I think it was called Unit 721, that was working on a biological weapon dropping plague-infested fleas from planes and balloons. So that's just another thing that you might want to add to the mix.
Right, right. Well, U.S. military intelligence took charge of all the work of that unit, 721, when the war ended. Great call, Eric. Thank you for
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
See ya.
Okay. Let's see if we can fit one more call in real quick here. John in Texas, almost out of time, John.
Hello. I was going to know, will there been any way to have captured that balloon with its payload intact?
Well, that's what they attempted to do. They shot it down and they recovered it. We don't know the results of that yet because it's highly classified.
I mean, without trying to do anything that would damage it or cause it to crash and be smashed up.
Not in, Hollywood might, but in real life, that would be a very dangerous thing to attempt. Too big, too heavy. John, thank you for your call. Andrew, thank you, sir. We'll look forward to having back next Monday.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.